762, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287 was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.
Hello and welcome back to Look What's After Happening, the history podcast with heart.
Yes, we've got a lot of feedback. People are saying you're not saying the podcast that looks at the mystery of history anymore. You said that was going to be like your catchphrase, and then you said it for like two, and then you dumped it. And to be honest, we found out there was a different podcast with the same slogan, didn't we?
Yeah, the Mystery of History. Yeah, it was the Scooby-Doo podcast.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And they delve into mysteries throughout history.
Yes.
And there's just a guy on it that sounds vaguely like Shaggy.
Well, yes, it seems like it's the one fella doing all the voices and just talking to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Daphne and Velma are way off.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They sound very like Fred, if I'm honest. It's pretty much what it is.
It seems
all three
like
of them
it
sound the
might
same.
Be Freddie Prinze Jr. is just doing the whole podcast by himself.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah. Things aren't going well for Freddie Prinze. Is he still with Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Gosh, I hope so.
Oh, I hope so too. They were, when I was growing up now, they were a couple I looked to for inspiration.
The only time I've seen Freddie Prinze Jr. turn up in the last 10 years, I guess, is him talking about Star Wars. Have you seen that?
I have seen that. I saw it the other day, actually.
Yeah.
That's mad, where he's very passionate about
very
what the
adamant.
Force does.
Yes.
And how
and
he...
And the meaning of everything.
Yeah, and he gets angry at the fan base.
Yeah.
Good
so
on you, Freddie.
Basically, he does the same thing as a podcast, but with the characters of Scooby-Doo and real history. And he's trying to talk about the mystery of history and the relationship of the Force.
And the relationship of the Force.
To the Force,
yes, of course. And he has claims on the tagline because he started first.
Yeah.
That's it.
And also has
hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Yes, and quite aggressive. He came down here.
Yeah,
of
he
course.
Did. He did, yeah. He gave your gardener the beating of his life.
The beating of his life.
Because you said Freddie Prinze came. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, did Freddie Prinze come to the door and said, "I'm looking for Cillian Vermilion. I'm going to beat the ever living shit out of him," and you sent your gardener out?
Well, no. The the gardener, of course, was just happened to be out there,
right?
And Freddie Prinze. He turns up screaming, "I'm looking for Cillian Vermilion. I'm going to give him the beat of his life." Gardener, Pablo, he just said yes. He was just inquiring. And not a second pause, Freddie Prinze just laid
really?
Into him.
Just started assaulting him.
Assaulting him, yeah. He had brought his own weapons.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose at least he didn't use any of the gardening stuff.
No. Luckily, Pablo managed to throw all of that away. As Freddie Prinze was, you know, he was like, Pablo...
was Pablo cleaning up as Freddie Prinze was hitting him?
Oh, no, he was just, he had the old scythe on him.
Right.
Was just doing a bit of cutting of the grass with that.
And you refuse, isn't that right, to get him, like, anything, any modern machinery?
Oh, he doesn't understand them.
He doesn't... Well, I mean, you haven't given him a chance, have you? Like, I'd say it'd be fairly handy to work a lawnmower. Like, he should be using a scythe at this stage.
He refuses.
Really?
I mean,
okay.
There's five lawnmowers in the shed.
Oh, you've given him the lawnmower.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what happened after you got lawnmower number two and he wasn't using it? You thought, I'll get him a few more.
I just thought the instruction manual was the wrong language. So I got him a different one with a different instruction manual. And
sure.
I was like, gosh, I thought he was speaking Spanish this whole time. Turns out it was Portuguese. Got a different...
They're very different languages.
They can understand each other if it's written down, I believe.
Ah, okay. Which the manual wasn't?
The manual is an audio manual.
Okay.
Yeah. So he just looked
that's
at it.
Very common. I hear that's very common with lawnmowers.
Well, it's a new thing. Yeah, the lawnmower has a manual built into it. So you just press a button and it'll start reading the manual. You do have to prime it.
Yeah. You do prime it with the button and then give... There's two of those rip cords. Yeah. One of them's to turn on the lawnmower. Yeah. The other one is to charge up the little record player in it.
You can't tell which is which because you haven't read the manual yet. So, yeah, that one's a bit of a waste of a time.
Yeah.
So, got two more. Sure. One, I got a deal on them. It's okay. Not often you
one
see
you
two
got a deal
for one.
On them.
One of them I got a deal on. The other one I got the same deal on.
Okay.
Because it came with the first one.
And this is down at Larry's Lawnmowers.
Larry, yeah.
Okay, Lawnmower Larry.
Yeah, Lawnmower Larry. not named that because of the lawnmowers.
Is he not?
No.
Right.
He
completely unrelated to lawnmowers.
Well, he was called Law Larry for a while. Because he always obeys the law.
Right. Oh, not the Irish word for day.
No, not oh, law. Okay. Not L.A. Fata, no. No, Law Larry.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he stopped obeying the law, of course, after that incident. So he was Law No More Larry. And... yeah, it's just kind of stuck. So it's a bit.
So
of
was
a,
someone shouting that at him or something, and then a light bulb went off in his head and thought, "Oh well, there's an opportunity
here
for me.
If everyone's going to be calling me Lawnmower Larry, I should get some lawnmowers,
right?
And start selling them. Yeah.
Okay. And he stole a bunch of lawnmowers and started selling them because he was outside the law at that point.
He was outside the law.
Wow, seems like the perfect business model.
It is, yeah. They don't say that in business school. Steal your stuff.
Steal your stuff.
It's the perfect business model.
Perfect business model, yeah. right, so you got it off him and he still does all of his instruction manuals via like an LP.
Oh, those are the ones that... Well, I don't know if it's an LP inside the lawnmower because that'll be hard to hear.
What's the system that's easy to hear then?
Well, I presume it's digital MP3.
Oh, right, okay.
Just
because
stick an MP3 player.
That's louder than an LP.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Well,
because
you could
start the MP3 player without having the actual motor going. Also, the speed a lawnmower goes around is a lot faster than an LP, so it'd be very fast and high-pitched.
That's probably what it was.
This is just my reckoning. That's why he hasn't done it. But I don't know. You'd have to talk to him.
Very good.
About it yourself.
I will do. I'll go. So anyway, Pablo's all right?
Pablo's all right. He's
Freddie
recovering
okay.
now. Yeah. What?
Freddie Prinze
hasn't been seen since.
Ooh.
Yeah. He may or may not have disappeared.
Right. Well, if he ends up not doing the podcast... off the back of this, we might be able to claim. Right, okay. Yeah. So what about this one that I said this week is the podcast with heart.
Podcast with heart.
We'll stick with that, or...
I guess we'll stick with that. It's not as catchy.
No, and it's not very vague, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, that's fair.
But it works. I mean, it's true.
Fine.
Nobody can deny it.
No, that's
Nobody
true.
Can be like, you don't have any heart.
Well, I just thought we're kind of like the little engine that could.
You have that document to prove that. That you have a heart.
I do have, well, I'm very clear that I have art, and I like to say that up top.
You were cast in The Wizard of Oz.
I was.
And afterwards, people thought it was actually true that you didn't have a heart.
Well, my family did. My family aren't very clear on...
What was this? You were playing the Tin Man?
I was playing the... It's not the Scarecrow. No, there's the Tin Man.
Scarecrow doesn't have a brain.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was playing the Tin Man. And my family, they thought it was word for word accurate.
Yeah.
So they were in floods of tears after the end of The Wizard of Oz.
They thought this was your coming out.
Yeah, they were like, oh, you never told us.
Yeah, you never told us you didn't have a heart.
You never had a heart.
Yeah.
We're so sorry. We thought we'd given you a heart and all this sort of stuff. And I tried to explain to them that it was just fantasy and fiction. But they didn't. They don't understand it. So every year I get a heart from my mum.
Yeah,
for Christmas.
A cow's heart?
Who knows?
Yeah. Let's not look into that.
No, probably best. Anyway, speaking of cow's hearts.
Speaking of cow's hearts, yes, someone who knows a lot about cows and all kinds of other animals.
And has captured the hearts of cows all over the county.
Yes, she has. she does. She's sung a few songs to cows.
She has.
And they've followed her around the neighbourhood.
She does her monthly cow sit-in, where she just brings up her acoustic guitar and serenades the local cows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cow sit in for some reason. Like it's a protest or something. But she sings protest songs. And but
in a very soothing voice.
In a very soothing voice. Let's change things, but let's have a sleep first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she runs the local pet shop here in Guelph.
So we thought we'd get her on to speak about pets and the history of pets. And her name is Daphne Nerbs.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Daphne. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited to be here and appreciate being able to share my message and my story. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you have a very strong message.
Yes.
And it's over the top of your shop. Like almost bigger than your the name of your shop is your message across the top.
That is on purpose. And that message is you cannot return the pets that you buy
from
the shop. Yeah. And I've been up to my ankles in return pets, feeling very frustrated.
Really?
And I was like, what's the best way to reach everyone? Mm. And I thought, get on this show.
Yeah. And now, for people who don't know you,
to
your ankles sounds like it's not that many pets, right? Because, you know, it sounds like maybe it's not that much. But you do sleep like a bat. So you sort of sleep upside down. So you're up to your top of your head. You're like, you've so many pets that have been returned.
Well, she's not up to the top of her head. That's the whole problem. It's up to her ankles.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sticking into the pile. Yeah. As it were. But you bring up a good point for me because
Do you just take one breath before you go to sleep and then just like how are you breathing down there?
I mean, I breathe like a normal person. Here's a problem. So I can see the problem that's happening between the two of you. I think Connor understands that when I say that, it's a turn of speech. And Killian, I think you think that I'm being literal. I'm not literally. I do literally sleep upside down.
Yeah.
I don't sleep like a bat because I don't hang by my legs.
Okay.
I am a human being. I have a converted camper pod that I just have affixed to the ceiling. It's not that strange. It's actually about my back. It's not about any sort of vampiric thing. You've probably heard that from kids around town. That's not the story there. It's just simply for my back.
Yes.
But
you do wear a black cloak.
I do.
That's for your back?
Yeah. I mean I just call it a quilt that wear, but people say that it resembles a vampiric coat, but I can't help that the collar I put a little too
very
much starch
high
on
collar,
it. That's
yeah.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited to clear up some rumors.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted you on.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because you insisted that you needed to get your message out there. Like I remember last time I was in your shop, I was just sort of looking at some of the smaller, like little hamsters and the fish stuff that I could have in my truck.
Right, and we have the if I could just do a little plug for the shop, we have the smallest hamsters in the country.
Small.
You know, picture a hamster, you know the size of it, and then cut that in half, and that's about the size of our hamsters.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. These are like pool balls, like little snooker ball.
That's not what you do, is it?
Cut the hamsters in half?
Yeah.
No, I don't. There was a time where there was a hamster. This has happened a handful of times. So this is just the gritty world of owning a pet shop. You have a hamster break its leg. What am I going to do? Am I going to pay €400 to have the hamster have a fixed leg and not be sure that it's going to work out? And we have snakes in the shop. There's a mini food chain inside the shop. So
of course.
I have only cut a hamster in half four times, but it's only been as food. And that's gruesome, but that's part of the life.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. So you're feeding it to the snake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't cutting it in half because of the snakes, as in like the hamsters need to be whole to run away from the snakes or...
Right. Well, someone did tell me later that actually snakes prefer their food to be live. They don't want it chopped up. So, full disclosure, those hamsters that I cut in half, they did die in vain. But lesson learned.
Yeah.
Snakes wouldn't eat them.
No, they wouldn't eat. They just stared at them forever. And I thought, because there were these teenage boys that used to come to the shop and they would linger around the snake cage. And I thought they were feeding the snakes.
Oh, because they weren't going for the food.
Because they weren't eating the food. I was like, someone has been feeding these snakes. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it's Andy and Sean.
Ah, yes. The snake gang.
The snake feeder gang.
Well, I mean, let's not galvanize the snake gang. They're two kids who call themselves the snake gang.
Right. Yeah,
sure.
Because they like snakes.
They do like snakes.
They like hanging out beside a snake.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Won't sell them one, though. Won't do it.
You won't. No, you won't.
No.
Well, they're young lads. Yeah, I mean, you can't. Can anyone buy a pet in your shop?
Are you asking me philosophically or like business wise? Can anyone buy a shop?
Let's go with philosophically first and then business wise second.
I say, well, you know, can anyone or should anyone buy a pet? No, of course not.
Because you need to be able to look after the pet.
Yeah.
You need to have the time and the resources to give to a pet.
Do basic research to see if they'll eat a dead hamster, you know, just stuff like that.
You know, have a certain amount of compassion for animals.
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah, of course.
And then to answer your question, in the shop, can anyone buy a pet? The answer is also no. Actually, no.
Really?
There are some qualifications. Age.
Right.
Yeah, for simply, one, I got to be 16 or have a letter signed and recorded from your parents.
Like an audio.
Yeah, audio contracts, very big right now.
Yeah, pet shops or just in general?
Well, I wouldn't know about in general. I mean, I'd say probably in general.
Probably
but definitely,
in general.
Definitely in the pet shop industry.
In the pet industry. Yeah.
What form of audio contract? MP3? Record? What you got in there?
Wave.
Wave files. That's a rich audio there.
Yeah, you won't accept the compression of an MP3.
Well, you gotta hear to see if the kid has actually tied up their parent. You know what I mean?
Like, is this the ropes?
Yeah, if you hear like a struggle, sure. If it sounds tinny, like they're in some kind of shipping container, which has happened. That has happened several times. The old shipping container audio sign.
Yeah,
so
very echoey.
Echoey.
There was a real issue with that when you, because you're here in town like 5 or 6 years. But there was a real issue in the first couple of months of parents being kidnapped by their children.
In
order to get.
Yeah. And
pets.
Who did they blame? They blamed me and they called me the vampire lady of the town.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The vampire lady, just because some parents are trying. And I'm not tying them up.
No, you're not. All you're doing, and to be fair, you know, it's very simple. It says it in a contract just outside your shop. It says, in order to get a pet, all you need is to tie up your parent, have them record the contract, and give you a vial of their blood. And that's it.
Well,
that's all
to
you're
be
looking
fair,
for.
I have tie up your parent and vial of blood in quotations.
Yes.
You know, I moved to Ireland because I have a great sense of humor, and you'd think that people would appreciate it, but that's the idea.
Yeah,
I also have posters. It's a bit of a goof, and like to bring home the joke, I have posters of the film The Room kind of next to it. You know, I don't know if you saw the movie there was a movie where a woman is kept hostage inside a box.
I think that's The Room, is it, with Emma Donoghue?
No, but in this one, her body's in the box, and the man is cut off her.
Is it boxing,
arms and legs.
Boxing Helena?
That's it.
What's
Boxing
it called?
Helena.
Boxing Helena.
Helena.
That sounds gruesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you have that up there beside it, just as a goof, just to sort of hammer
the
home.
The poster. Well, the idea is, like, I want to bring people over to that side of the shop. What's happening over here? Do they have videos? You know, we don't have videos. Yeah. We do have some care videos for tortoises and stuff, but,
I watched that film, Boxing Helena, one time, and, gosh, I was very disappointed because,
you thought it was a boxing film.
I thought it was a boxing film.
Yeah.
And you wanted to see Helena get the shit beat out of her.
Well, just for her to do some boxing. And he starts carving bits off her, and I'm like, she's not going to stand a chance now, fella.
No,
Jesus,
you're really
don't
tying
stick her
one
in the
arm
ring.
Behind the back here.
Yeah, come on now.
But you were still rooting for the fight at the end. Like, how is she going to do 12 rounds at the end of this?
Yeah,
it'd be interesting to see her in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, differently abled as she would be.
Yeah, of course. I'm interested to see her entrance as well. What's her entrance music going to be like? That's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Luckily enough, my housekeeper distracted me and stuck on that film with Hugh Jackman and the boxing robot. And what was he called? But pure metal or something. Do you know that film with a boxing robot?
I do, but I can't
remember. Metal fella. Anyway, she stuck that on and was like, there she is now. That's Helena now in the robot. And I was good. like, oh, grand.
And she gave you a little rub on the head and a warm glass of milk and you were grand.
Yes, it was drugged.
I've never had a housekeeper, but I'd imagine it must be really nice to have someone who's so tuned into your moods that they can adjust the stuff around you. You know, it's not just cleaning toilets and stuff. I can do that. Yeah. But I want someone to be like, what does she need right now?
And to sense it.
Yeah, that's a good one you have on your hands.
She knows, like, it is part of her remit because she knows that if I watch a disturbing film, I will shit myself.
Right,
So she's like, all right, I'll get a head start on this. Yeah,
you know, still, both could be true. It's in her best interest, but I think there's some empathy there, and that's a beautiful thing.
She has to be able to sense prior to your shitting, you know. And in a way, she is. Yes, she's treating the root of the problem before it becomes a bigger issue. But I mean, don't dismiss the fact that she's able to sense that you're upset or that you're stressed. I think that's very important. You're looking for something like that in your life. Is that right, Daphne? That you're looking for somebody to be able to share your life in a way?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in a way, I want a housekeeper, but you know, I wouldn't say that. You know, I'm looking for a wife, but I would prefer to pay them a little bit just so expectations are lowered. I'm a little difficult to live with. I already mentioned the pod, but what I would kind of like an indentured wife.
Sure.
Sorry, what was the pod again?
This is the sleeping pod.
I resent that being brought up because again, the rumors, the graffiti, yeah, course, you know, sure, but graffiti, yes, I sleep in a pod. I'm a crazy vampire, but no, it's just my back.
Yeah. Now, the graffiti, you're talking about the kind of spell circles that have been sprayed outside of your shop.
Yeah,
sort of like
there's
the wards.
That. I mean, go to any pub in town, guy. Use the bathroom in any pub. You must have a big bladder because you've never been to a public bathroom because you'll see a bunch of stuff about me being a vampire, people calling me Daphne Nosferatu instead of Nerbs, which is my family name. Very proud of it. Please don't change it to Nosferatu. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No.
Now, to be fair, some of those are... Now, it seems like some of them are definitely people attacking you, which is wildly unfair.
Yeah.
But you have gone in and you've been also like... Or if you're into a bit of Nosferatu, you know, and you've stuck your number on it.
I don't know. Why would you think that was me? How would you know that was me?
That's true.
That's a fair point.
That is fair. But
really, I want to know why you think that's me.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure why I thought it was you. I just kind of assumed
it. You know something. It sounds like maybe you've been hanging out.
Did you call the number?
I did call the number.
All right. Well, look if this is an ambush, we can end it right here.
No,
we
it's
can
not
end
an
it right
ambush
here.
At all, Daphne. We just want to get you in to get your side of the story. That's all.
All right.
You know,
right.
And I think it is unfair that people have vilified you in this way. And I think you're just a person who has a very pale pallor and has no reflection. And you're just trying to get on with life.
We really appreciate you coming down. I mean, particularly at this hour.
Yeah.
You know, it's late at night.
Yeah.
And so.
I made it work.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you couldn't do it any time before sundown.
I don't walk around during the day because I work very hard, and daytime is for working inside. Nighttime is mine.
Yeah.
Nighttime is mine.
Of course. Yes.
And I chose to spend my time coming here to meet you.
Oh, we're so thankful.
Could I meet you during the day? Of course I could. Of course I could walk outside of my house. Yeah. I could have come down, but it's just not who I am.
No, of course.
Yeah. Tell us this now. What's the most popular pet in the shop at the moment?
All right. Well, seasonally, I'd say the overwhelming response for rabbits around Easter, of course, is massive. But the problem is people buy a rabbit on Easter and then they bring it home. And they get tired of it quick. And you cannot return pets.
That's the thing.
To Nurbles pets.
No, you can't return it to Nurbles.
That's what I call it.
Yeah, Nurbles gerbils.
I don't
understand that. Well, that wouldn't work because you don't just sell gerbils. So that
no, you don't
confusing.
Sell gerbils at all.
Yeah, could have caught it, nervous gerbils and such. But
right.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So, you know, rabbits are very popular.
Do they give a reason for why they're bringing them back?
You know, I make them give me a pretty long audio testimonial explaining why they're bringing them back. Most of the time I think that people lie a bit. Okay. You know, people suddenly have newborns that they weren't anticipating the month before when they bought the rabbit, or they have the care for it.
Is there any truth to the rumors that these rabbits have kind of an air of the undead about them, and they have a lust for blood?
They're a certain breed is the thing. And and this is, you know, the reason why you're saying that is probably because is what people complain about, but I believe this is the snake boys.
Okay, you think it's the snake boys are besmirching your
Well,
your good
I
name.
Think maybe one family may have said something like that. And then I hate to use the word conspiracy because I don't want to sound the C word, crazy.
Oh, I see. Yes,
you know,
yeah.
I don't want to seem crazy. I'm not crazy.
No.
But it is suspicious that almost every bunny that is returned, the people are saying they're returning it because they are flesh eating. Now, the only possible explanation behind that is that someone has gathered everyone together.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they look like a lizard, maybe they don't. And they've just all decided that this is how they're going to play it. And I don't know how they're doing it. And I would, you know, I'm going to stop selling rabbits is what I'm going to do.
I think you should. Maybe you should. Yeah.
Well, I mean, what happens once you sell the rabbits? At the full moon, they do kind of all of them leave the house that they're in, and they sort of gather on the streets, and then they just sort of march in lockstep towards your pet store again.
All right. This is a culture. Okay, this is a cultural difference.
And this is what I was going to ask. You said that these are a particular type of rabbit.
These are a specific breed. Type of breed from where I'm from.
Which the U.S.? Or do you mean originally, like in Romania?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say being born in Romania makes me from Romania.
Sure.
I was raised in Milwaukee. I say I'm from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yes, I am a Romanian dual citizen, but this breed's not from Romania at all.
Not northern Romania. Okay, like near Transylvania or anywhere.
Well, here's what happened. I was in Wisconsin. I fell in love. This is when I was 18. I was studying engineering at the University of Milwaukee.
If you don't mind me saying, you're welling up.
Well, it was. It's not something I talk about a lot, but I told myself today if I was going to come in here, I was going to be vulnerable. I don't want to be seen as a monster anymore, and I want people to know that I am human.
Good,
great.
So, I was studying engineering.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with a beautiful woman named Sandra who was studying agriculture and specifically how to treat livestock right after they've given birth. Really beautiful sort of thing. And as part of her work, she was breeding rabbits. And I'll jump right ahead. We were together for years, and then things went a little south. Sure. Sandra was differently oriented when it comes to monogamy than I am.
Okay,
as in she
believed in it, or
I slept with just about every pretty woman she met. Anyway, gosh. Sandra aside, I was upset, and this was a wrong thing to do. I know this was a wrong thing to do, but in the end, I think it was fine.
You were probably grieving.
I took our rabbits, all right, that were our rabbits, but I took them and I flew back to Romania to stay with some extended family. And those rabbits breeded with the rabbits there. And those are the rabbits we have here. So it's a totally unique breed.
Wow.
They have more tolerance for cold.
Okay.
Than other rabbits.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is great.
Are they furrier? Is that why?
They are gorgeous. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All different types of hair though, but like they are furrier. They're white, but they don't have pink eyes. They have these beautiful black eyes. They're black.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they
yeah,
almost look like star stones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or onyx. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. But the most wonderful thing about these rabbits is
their teeth?
I don't really want to talk about their teeth in this interview because they're, they're rabbit's teeth or rabbit's teeth.
Well.
But people say, and this is very true, that when they get this rabbit in their house,
yeah,
they feel such a draw to the rabbit.
Oh,
almost like, and not this, but I'm only saying this because I don't have the vocabulary to articulate this, but almost like they're sexually attracted to the rabbits. They're
right.
not, but,
they're
but
right.
you know, they're transfixed.
Sure. Yeah.
They're transfixed.
They're enchanted in a way?
In a way, but not that. Again, not that.
No. Do people ever give that excuse when they're bringing the rabbit back? It was like, I want to fuck this rabbit. You got to take it off my hands.
Yeah, you know, people don't say that, but I think that's probably the reason, and they're just not being brave.
Right.
Usually it's something has the, I mean, these are some of the lies. People make up stuff about family members missing or things that are actually ridiculous.
Sure.
That basically, they attribute any and all tragedy to the rabbit.
Yeah, like they found their missing son's shoe near the rabbit and no sign of the son. You know, and they couldn't find that sort of thing. And then they blame it on a rabbit.
Exactly. If I have a banana the morning on a day when I get in a car accident, is it because I ate a banana? No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. No. And I agree with you. I think that all of these random, unexplained disappearances or maimings that are happening in town.
Well,
I just don't think it's anything to do with your rabbits.
All I want to say is, people should be looking deeper into the snake boys. That's all.
Yeah,
right.
I think so too. And
snake boys.
I agree with you. The snake gang. Yeah, yeah. Now the only thing I will say is that they're larger rabbits than I've ever seen. I will say that they're hefty fellas.
Well, I'll see this, Connor. How many rabbits have you seen?
I mean, you're right. In real life, not that many.
Yeah,
there are some big rabbits. I tell you, go to the Himalayas. You want to see a big rabbit? Go to the Himalayas. Walk around.
Yeah.
Knock on some doors. You'll see some big rabbits.
Right.
You'll see some big rabbits.
Have a word with my colleague for just 1 second.
Yeah, absolutely.
Colin, are you not going to stand up for yourself?
No,
she keeps calling you Connor.
No, that's
you
fine.
Don't seem to correct her
that's
on
fine.
It.
I've
been telling you about this before. Like,
I
if
don't
somebody
need
doesn't
it.
Say your name right, just tell them.
No, by the way,
you got that wrong.
My name's
Colin.
I actually prefer Connor. I prefer Connor.
You do?
Yeah, I'll just be Connor.
Do you want me to call you Connor?
No. Sure, yeah, for the rest of this interview, I'd prefer
for
if you call
this
me.
Interview. Okay, just so I don't make it.
But I just don't want to be confrontational.
What's your surname now?
Power.
Connor Power?
Yeah.
Okay, Grant.
Sorry
about that, Daphne.
That's right. I don't want to make things awkward, but I did overhear that.
Shit.
Oh, right.
Shit.
You could hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing I was
going to
say.
I thought we were speaking in a secret language.
You know, look, I'm sorry.
Not
that's
at all, Daphne.
I have been really, really stressed out.
Of course.
You know, and I just... you remind me of someone I used to know named Connor, which is probably why.
Gosh,
I'm saying that.
Not Connor Power, was it?
It was Connor Power. It was my first. My pet shop used to not just be a one woman show. I used to. Sorry.
Your partner in crime.
Oh well, he was more of a shop assistant, but he was my partner, but he was employee. But we became very close, and he was very. Very helpful and wonderful and really... I will call him a partner.
Sure, well, it's up to you, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is the boy that disappeared. This is the young man that disappeared. He was kind of like 19, 20.
Well, you know, just because he disappeared to us doesn't mean that he's not having a ball somewhere in the south of France, you know, working on a farm.
So have you been chatting to him?
Sorry, Colin, Colin, you know about this guy.
What, yes?
Yes, you
do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when I said, what surname do you want? You said, oh, name me after the missing boy, Connor Power.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did, yeah.
I have a feeling that Killian's using some pretty deft journalistic techniques
thanks
here.
Thanks very much.
And if it wasn't so good, I'd be annoyed by the...
there you go.
By the small bits of just, ambush, but yeah.
No, they're not ambushes at all. And it was, you know, it just, it triggered something in the back of my head. And it just, because I was looking at you, I think that that name popped into my head. It wasn't intentional. Yeah,
I
but
mean, speaking of ambushes, you're known around town for not enjoying an ambush. Isn't that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I put those letters in people's boxes that one time, and now it's become a thing. But I thought that was fair enough to say, look,
please don't.
You know, fun
me.
Is fun.
Mm. Yeah.
But there are some people who don't like to be surprised by a group
of people jumping out of a bush with like burning steaks and stuff like that.
Yeah, and garlic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I assume they're on their way to some sort of unfulfilling picnic or something like that.
Right,
but,
sure.
I get what they're trying to do, and I assume there are people who are photographing those so people can see me screaming in terror, because it is scary to have a bunch of people ambush you, and instead they put the caption, vampire flees from garden of house.
They've tried to take photographs, of course, but they never quite
well, I am faster than people think, and this is another, but I tell you what, I will... I said this to myself before, but I'm going to, the next time that they come, I'm just going to stand there so they can take my picture, because I'm sick of people thinking that they can't take my picture.
Well, I think they do their best, but sometimes the cameras end up sort of like combusting. Or the film
over the camera shop. No, I can take care of the pets. I'm being roasted for one thing over here with my pet shop practices, and now you're complaining to me about audiovisual equipment. Well, like I can't fix your toilet either.
You're dead right, Daphne. I'm so sorry. And
I am offended by what you're saying, but I tell you, if you did not remind me of Connor Power, I would be upset. But
I do apologize. I don't mean to, because you're our guest, and we're here to sort of chat about your passion, which is pets and pet care. The last thing that we would want to do is to make this seem like some sort of audio ambush. That's not what this is at all.
All right.
Which is a couple of things popped into our heads that we were chatting about it. And we said we'd bring it up. We will 100% stick to stuff that, you know, you're excited to talk about.
All right. Yeah. Well, great. Well, I would like to, in addition to my main message, which is you cannot return pets to NURBS Pets, is that animals deserve more respect than I think we give them.
Sure.
And I'm actually wanting to get away from the word pet, because I do feel like it's a bit reductive.
Familiars? What do you think we should call them? Yeah.
Yeah, familiars. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Why would you choose that name?
Well, it's like companion, you know, but it's a little less I don't know, passive. Companion to me just sounds a bit like, oh, they're
lame.
They're there. Yeah. There's an implication of interaction with a familiar.
That's true.
Know?
Yeah. And there's Well, unevenness, I suppose, exists within a companionship relationship as well, but a familiar seems a bit more eye to eye.
Exactly. And you know, if animals could understand English, I think they'd be offended to be called or named after an action, something we do to them, you know.
Sure.
Next time I get in a relationship, hope I do, heaven forbid I don't, knock on wood. There's no wood in here, is there? I'm not knocking on wood, but I just thought that popped in my head. I'm allergic to wood.
You're allergic to wood.
Just
sharpened
wood.
That must be
wood.
Very difficult.
Sharpened wood. But you'd resent, you know, if your girlfriend called you a kiss. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Calling someone a pet.
Yeah, it's quite reductive.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Okay. Do you understand?
So, here's an interesting question then. So you run a familiar shop, is that what we'd call it?
Well, we're doing a new brand. It's me, myself, and I. I'm doing a rebrand come spring. But yeah, that is the goal. NURBS Familiars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a familiar of your own?
Well, of course I do, and I'm glad you asked.
All right.
Yeah.
So what animal do you keep yourself?
I don't know that it is kind of a personal sort of thing.
Sure.
Don't you know, I know I'm being a little vulnerable, but I don't know if I'm ready to say so much.
Okay.
But,
yeah, that's fine.
Let's just say it's not an animal that you can typically buy in a shop. You know, but as a pet shop owner, you know, I have different connections, but it's not a, it's not something that people typically own, but that's all. Any other?
It's not a T-Rex, is it?
Is it a dinosaur?
Yeah, because no. I've tried, I couldn't find a T-Rex in a shop, so
what
I was
kind
just.
What kind of show is this? Like, no, it's not a dinosaur. This is sounding very conspiracy theory.
I'm just wondering, I was just trying to think of what wouldn't you normally get in a shop.
No, let's just say it's an animal that we interact with every day. No, it is not a cow. It is not a cow, though I do love cows. No, all right. My familiar is a human man, but that is a humans are animals too, and I think it sends a very powerful message about what I think pets could be eventually.
I see.
Right, so you have a human man that is your familiar, or old word pet.
Yes, old word. Yes,
and you would think that. Going forward, more humans could be pets.
No. I think that because I am a pet shop owner, it's okay for me to have a more unique pet. I think it makes a little bit of sense. It's like, a chef is going to be only delighted by very unique, interesting taste. That's that sort of thing. Right. Or they lose a taste for like cheaper foods because they're having, better ingredients. Sure. It's a taste thing. No, it is not a literal taste thing. In the
you're
sense
salivating
of
a
mouth
little bit.
Taste. Well, it's cold in here.
so you produce saliva to deal with the cold. Oh, yes.
Well, it's like a cave. It drips.
Oh, yeah, I understand. That makes sense. Yeah, when it's cold, your mouth drips.
Yeah. What's the name of this chap?
I don't know that this is interesting at all. I would like to talk about an upcoming sale that we have.
Absolutely. We have that set aside here. I have that on my notes here. We're going to go straight to the sale after this. Yeah. So don't worry. We're going to give it plenty of time.
Sure. I mean, if I tell you the name, can we just move on to the sale?
Certainly. So long as the name isn't the name I think it is.
Well.
Because then I'll have one follow-up question.
It's a nice name. Look, Connor is a very, very common name.
Yeah, right.
In Ireland, it's a very, very common name.
Very common
name. And my familiar's name happens to be Connor. Look, that's what he said his name is. Maybe it's actually something different, and that's a that's a showbiz name or something. I don't know.
Showbiz.
Just Connor.
Just Connor.
Just Connor is his showbiz name. Or his?
No, he has a surname as well, but he's pursuing music and stuff, and we don't talk a lot about the past.
Sure. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's because he doesn't have memory of the past. Is that right?
Gosh, you know a lot.
Yeah, you sure do. You know, you're asking questions, and then it seems like you know the answers. No, if you must know, Connor does not have a long-term memory.
Yeah, okay.
And one of the great things about seeing your pets as familiars is that you see, we help each other. I help him because he, can't remember past a few years and he helps me around the shop and with the animals, and it's a nice exchange. And I have 10 times the memory for him because I go back a normal amount of time.
10 times.
So, right, yeah, okay.
No, a typical, a normal amount of time
for someone my age. Yeah. And whatever age that may be. Now, You referred to Colin as Connor a couple of times there, and you're kind of a little bit sizing him up. I hope you're not planning to, take another familiar with Colin here, because,
Well, first of all, the familiar relationship is a consensual relationship, and I have a familiar right now who is alive and well, so why would I tonight take... Killian?
He's Colin.
Colin,
right. I just see you as Connor. I see you as Connor. It's a common name. Yeah. Why would I take Connor tonight in front of you when I already have a familiar? Why would I do that this evening?
It's not affected by the full moon or anything, is it?
Sorry?
It's nothing to do with the full moon?
what would have anything to do with a full moon?
No, it's just, it seems it's a big bright harvest moon. So I just, you know, is there some sort of changeover with familiars?
Well,
I am into
astrology.
Yeah. All right. Oh, very good.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, a new moon is a good time to, you know, set intentions and, and do things and stuff. But typically I stay inside anytime there's a full moon. That's just my habit. I don't go outside.
Right.
I avoid the outside. I avoid forests. I avoid anywhere.
I mean, you'd be well advised to, because there's a big dog out there at the moment that's been causing a lot of trouble to you.
I've heard that. And, you know, I don't care. You know, and the, people find this weird about me, and I'll be honest about this because I'm not perfect. I don't like dogs. I don't. And so, I also happen to not like going out during the full moon. Sure. That's a personal choice.
This dog is a hound. He is
huge. It's a time for me to think.
You should have seen the shit he left on my car there last full moon. Absolutely massive.
Sure, it wasn't the snake gang. Those boys will do just about anything.
Oh, yeah, snake boys, I don't know. I don't know if it could have come out of a human. I mean, if it was the snake boys, some of it wasn't digested. Yeah, they must have been saving that up for a while.
Sure.
Thinking about, Connor, just about how much do you weigh?
Now, it is Colin.
Okay, there you go, Colin.
Now, as you asked that, a huge drip of saliva dropped out of your mouth.
I mean, this is an audio format.
Sure, no, I understand that, but I am just noticing it that as you're...
It's cold in here, and it feels like it's getting a bit colder.
No, I understand. I understand. Me, I'm about, I suppose, about 220 kilos, I'd say. Kind of a hefty...
Hefty fella, 220 kilos.
I'm what my uncle calls dense.
Yeah.
All right.
In every meaning of the word.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm bigger than your average person, but also like my muscles are packed with blood.
Yes. Yeah. You wouldn't see it all in girth, but there's a lot of stuff in there.
I have, you know, a lot of the average human is 8 liters of blood. I have 14 liters of blood in me.
Sorry.
Do you want a napkin?
It's just got so cold here.
Yeah. Sorry. It is just a scream now.
Do you want me to stick some more logs on the fire there? We can get the fire going. A few logs, maybe.
There's probably
I'll get
a couple
Pablo
of woods.
To get some logs in here.
Some wood in there.
Sure. I'm just going to walk out just outside for one moment.
No problem.
And I will be right back.
Sure.
I will be right back.
That's
all right.
Fine.
See you in a sec.
You know, I'm an old lady. You know, the menopause is arriving.
Gosh, you didn't. You don't
you look very
old
young
at all.
For an old lady.
Yeah,
you look
very
young.
I'm a regular, normal, understandable age.
Okay, well, I mean, interesting to get to know Daphne. Gosh,
there's a sense that she's she was measuring me before I came in.
All right.
Oh, you're back.
Okay. Yeah. Just had a, you know, lady business.
Of course.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sure.
Leave a little bit
as
of.
It were.
Is that syrup on your
lipstick?
All
it's
right.
It's a breakfast.
Yeah.
Line of lipstick, and you may look at me and think she doesn't seem like someone who wears lipstick, but actually,
well, there's very little color in your face.
Who's the fella that was standing outside that we just saw through the doorway there?
Are you sure it wasn't one of you who was
we just stayed in here.
We didn't move.
Was that Connor there?
No, could it have been
very
Connor?
Much like one of the power family, like he has the power.
Oh, no,
power
couldn't have been because he's been gone for years. Connor Powers is a totally, totally different Connor. Different Connor. Looks very different.
Right.
While also looking the same, because let's be honest, you know, only about five Irish faces.
Yes,
yeah, that's
right,
true.
Yeah.
But he does look very like the Connor Power that worked in your shop, but just seems like a lot more gaunt and maybe like drained. Like, you know, with sunken cheekbones and stuff. Like, he looked very similar.
Doing some modeling or something?
Well, he's into his music, so maybe he's watching his figure or something.
Right, yeah.
But it does look like he was drained, is the word I would use.
I mean, it sounds to me like, you know, you might have there's something going on. You know, you're wanting to see what you see.
Yeah.
I don't know if you engaged in some illicit drugs earlier, but that's not on me. If you see a boy who's been missing for many years standing outside looking like I just drained him of blood, that is not on me. Yeah, that is, no, I did not say that. That's what you said. And that is your, I mean, I wouldn't want to live in a world where that was true.
Great. Now, can I ask, as you're saying that, you are squeezing my calf like you might test a steak.
I am sorry. This is something that happens to people in the biz who just say, automatically around something living, you want to squeeze them to see how healthy they are.
Yeah. Is your kind of vet practice.
You know, this is one of those things. It's like when someone's a plumber, when they use a bathroom in someone's house, they're very interested in it. That sort of thing.
We've all had plumbers
over to that house who want to use the bathroom longer than most people.
Sure.
It's that kind of thing. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
Pet shop owner error or future familiar owner.
Yes. That's totally fine.
Shop owner.
Well, I mean, we're running out of time, Daphne. But,
do you want to talk to us about your sale, maybe?
Yeah, what's going on with the sale?
Go on.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a super special. This is happening on, because it was the only day it was free. It's happening on October 31st at midnight.
Right.
And October 31st at midnight. Right.
Well, hold on. Let's get that right. Is that
The end of October 31st?
Yeah, the end or the start of October 1st.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
People know.
No, that's a great question.
Because I've done that before. I turn up 24 hours late with ale. Everything's gone.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is the night. So technically the 1st of November.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay,
so
right.
The threshold between
And thank you for
all
saying
Hallows
that because I'm about
Eve.
To send everything up to the printers and, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So technically, you know, people can come at 11 and then the sale is really going to start at midnight.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And it's right before a big unveiling, and basically people can come at 11, doors close 11:05. No one under the age of 18 should be there, and no one over the age of 22.
Right.
Come into this shop, 10% off some of the animals.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
Are these the...
10%? That's not that much to be going out that late at night.
Well, yeah, but it could be something to do. Are the metal shutters that you're putting on the front, this is for this?
No, that doesn't sound like an appealing sale. Let's say you can have anything for free. That's fine.
Wow.
I want to just bring people in. I just want to bring people in.
So anything is free.
Much
bigger than 10%. Yeah. And the sort of metal shutters that you're installing at the moment, that's on the lead up to this as well, is it?
Yeah, you are very interested in my shop, and I've never seen you buy a single thing, mister.
Well, every time I go by, I see your kind of face pressed to the glass and you look quite eager, like you're sort of you're sliding along beside me.
That's because it gets hot in there and the glass is cold. All right.
I thought it
was one sided glass. Good to know I'm looking a little creepy.
It's darkened, certainly, because you can't have direct sunlight hitting the pets. But
exactly.
I can still see you. And you do hear that telltale like... as your nose kind of...
Telltale of what?
Well, just the squeaking of your skin across the glass. That's all.
All right, I'm gonna blame menopause, and
sure.
I guess I should feel shamed for being unfertile woman. But
anyway, the sale. You look very young for an unfertile woman, by the way.
Well,
you look about 25.
Yeah. That is very kind. You know, the marry me. to quote one of my favorite shows, Arrested Development. Anyway, come in between
11 and 11:05.
Yeah, 11:05. I'll make it 11:15. Come
sure.
on.
Sure. Give people some time,
Yeah.
This is Ireland.
Of course. There'll be snacks, there'll be some violin, doors close, you know, at 11:15.
Yeah.
And it's also important that people don't bring their phones
because
I don't want anyone to take pictures of the sales. And also to make it fun, no one who is going should tell anyone they know that they are going there because they don't want the word to get out.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to ask because you've been looking for a pet, haven't you, Colin? Are you going to head down?
I was definitely going to head down.
You should. But you know what, Colin, you know what?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you come or not. You'll
get him a pet.
I'll get you a pet.
Okay. And this outfit that you've sent me, do I wear that on the night or...
Well, I didn't say that I sent you that velvet suit. I didn't say that. I don't know who sent the velvet suit with tails.
Yeah, I just kind of assumed it was from you because it was covered in drool, the package. I just thought it was yours.
Look, I'm not the postal service as much as I am the plumber. Sure, no, you're right. You're right.
And it might be this. I'll talk to Mick the postman.
I think you should have on post in here because
I should chat to him as well. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Chat to him. Yeah,
chat to him about whether or not he's drooling on my.
Now, and you know what his name probably is? Connor.
Probably is. Yeah, no, we're. I'm saying we as if I'm a Connor now. My God.
Yep,
Whatever's happening or whatever you're doing, Daphne, I have sort of started to drift towards you a little bit as well.
Oh, I'm not doing anything, I think.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's working.
I can hear her.
Need a walk to my car.
I can help you out with that.
Yeah, I think Colin. Should I call you Connor? Connor could do
Connor's
that.
Fine.
Yeah,
I don't mind. Yeah, you can call me Connor 100%. I'll wear the suit out and I'll get in the boot of your car.
Yeah. Daphne, before we go, anything else you'd like to plug?
Well, I'm doing another sit-in with the cows.
Oh, great. Yeah. They're always very popular.
Yeah, they're super fun. Bring the kids, BYOB. But if you do bring alcohol, please put it in a bag. We're not animals.
Yeah. No, we're not.
But I wish we could be. If only if.
Yeah.
There's an improv and a script writing school, which I've heard about, which I don't know if you'd be interested in that at all, Daphne, would you?
It suddenly feels embarrassing. Well,
it's mob theater.
It's
mob theater,
I think. Yeah. It is mob theater, Dublin. And of course I don't like it because I am chased around by a mob a lot of the time. So kind of offended by the name, feel like it's kind of pointed at me, a bit of a don't come in here, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But
they do ambush you with great classes.
They
and
do.
Great shows.
So they do. Theater in Dublin, where it's an improv and alternative comedy theater and training center. There are ongoing classes, including screenwriting classes and TV writing classes. Still doing this voice, and improv classes starting up again soon.
Exciting.
Very exciting. Very good, so you could go to mob theater.ie.
Sweet.
Great. And if you want to just join a mob and come find Daphne, go to the same place, I think, 100%, is the best thing to do.
And our friend Erin McGathy as well is somebody that you might want to check out.
Oh, yeah, check her out in all the places.
Oh, sure. Yeah, she's full of blood.
Chock full of blood.
Full of blood. Yeah.
For no other reason, I hear she's full of blood.
Full of blood, blood fans out there.
You know, she's great. She could establish a stronger internet presence. I hear she's about to start doing that as things start picking up again.
Oh,
so
get in now.
Oh yeah, I think she's gonna start posting more. So
exciting
about that.
Yeah, inside line on that now. Yeah, so check that out.
She's Erin McGathy on Instagram and Twitter and erinmcgathy.com.
Very good. So,
great.
Well, yeah. There we go. Well, thanks for that, Daphne.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Until the 31st of October.
That's right. I better get into my suit. That's what's after happening.
In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.